The prophet Isaiah's appeals were directed to a rebellious people. But along with warnings, there were beautiful pleas. Isaiah 55:7, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Abundantly pardon. Some people have challenges with that because we're programmed from childhood to believe that you get what you deserve. If you're good, we'll have ice cream when we get home. You exceeded the speed limit, so you're getting a ticket. Perfectly understandable in human terms, but it can jaundice your view of God, who operates in a very different manner. God then says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." As Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments from the hand of God, his brother Aaron was leading the children of Israel into gross apostasy. Yet after he crafted a golden calf, Aaron was not only forgiven by God, but appointed to be Moses' spokesperson. Rahab, a Gentile prostitute, was not only accepted by God and his people, but she became an ancestor of Jesus. Although religious men lined up to stone her to death, Jesus told the woman taken in adultery that he did not condemn her. And not long after Peter had denied Jesus the night he was betrayed, Jesus commissioned Peter to be a leader of his people. This isn't to suggest that God treats sin lightly. He doesn't. But God is gracious. And he meets sinners with patience, sympathy, and forgiving love. His ways are not our ways. But by God's grace, our ways may be his ways. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.